The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's Thursday, December 16th. You still got some time. Shopping-wise, you know, I panicked a little bit. I'm kind of on the track and taking care of everybody for Christmas, God willing. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Laura Curran is a Nassau County executive. Had the pleasure of being with Laura out there at a John Catsimatidis event. It was great this past summer. And Laura now, she's the gal, by the way, that had hired for Nassau County Chief of Detectives, Keyshawn Sewell, who will now, according to Eric Adams, be the next NYPD commissioner. Laura, welcome back to the show. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. I'm so happy to be back on with you, Joe.
Well, you know, we asked, and I know the election, you know, it didn't really go your way. But listen, it's all good. You served a Nassau County in such a great way, and we wish you all the very, very best. But before we get to you, Laura, how did you pick Keyshawn Sewell? What did you see? And then I'm wondering how Eric Adams got the word out. Did you talk with Eric Adams by chance?
I did not speak with him, no. So Keyshawn Sewell, number one, is an excellent pick for New York City. I'm really excited for her. Okay. I'm also excited for the city. The city needs a real law enforcement person. Not that they haven't had it in the past, but I'm saying that Keyshawn brings something really special. She's very grounded. She's very strong. She knows the job inside and out. She served in Nassau County for more than 20 years, 23 years.
Oh, wow.
And she rose through the ranks, you know, from patrol. Now she's a three-star chief. She's the chief of detectives. So she knows the job and all the aspects of it inside and out. And then she has something special. She's got this inner strength, this inner confidence, this inner spark, and real confidence, but it's a humble confidence. It's not an arrogance. And I have seen her in a moment of crisis handle a situation with a cool head, calming everything down, and making sure that people are safe. And right now in New York City, people need to feel safe. You know, economic development depends on it. All the wonderful cultural institutions depend on it. Getting kids to school, you know, people need to feel safe in their communities. And I really believe that will be her number one priority. And to do it in a way that is respectful to the communities, that engages the communities. And I'm also looking forward, you know, to seeing it's a big, you know, Nassau County Police Force is the 12th largest in the nation. So it's not, you know, some podunk place, but New York City is a whole other enchilada. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what she does to earn the trust of the rank and file in the police department and earn the trust of the community.
So your feeling, Laura, is that she's law and order. You know, that's what we worry about. It's law and order. I was talking to my buddy in Chicago just now. They're going through the same thing. You see what happens in San Francisco and Los Angeles. It's like, come on. It's you need to have a consequence for these criminals, and you think she will embrace this. I'm feeling that Eric Adams is leaning that way. Our fear is, though, and I know you'll understand that, is that they'll go back to just the Blasio way of it. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. I understand de Blasio's a nice guy, but I mean, they don't know. You cannot keep law and order if you don't have consequences for people breaking the law. You feel that Keyshawn Sewell will get a handle on that and bring, hopefully, law and order back to New York City.
Yes, and it is my hope that Eric Adams, the new mayor, will support the police, that the police will know that they will be supported when they do their job and when they do it correctly. Which, by and large, they do. That's really important to know that your boss has your back is a really big deal. And I think, you know, I think it sends a message. The fact that Eric Adams chose a chief from Nassau, which has been named the safest community in America for 2 years in a row. Look, you know, I think that means he's serious. Yeah. We did not see, we had 300 protests here after George Floyd, but we did not see the mayhem that we saw in other parts of the country, you know, because of our professionalism, because of our wonderful men and women in blue. So, you know, I don't think it was an accident that he looked to us to find his new leader.
What a great point, a great observation, because I was talking about, you know, we've been doing highlighting Newark, New Jersey, hometown of my parents. And then I see Camden, New Jersey, where I've done a lot of work with the at-risk community. And by the grace of God, they've been, you know, it's been OK. It's been OK. They didn't lose control. And I think you're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right, Laura Kern. You have to credit the police for that. Indeed. Hey, what's up? Thank you for taking the time and chatting about this, because, you know, we didn't know. It was at Keyshawn Sewell. Who was that? And you're telling us New York should be in good shape with the new NYPD commissioner.
I'm really confident. You know, it's a very important partnership and relationship between the executive, the mayor, and the police commissioner. If that's a solid relationship, the force feels it, the community feels it, and people feel reassured. And that's what I think New York City needs right now, that reassurance.
Laura, what's on the horizon for you, aside from sleep and not having to work, 24/7? Can you relax a little bit, girl? Huh?
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, I'm interested in getting. I have a background. I don't know if you know this, Joe, but I have a background in journalism. I was a reporter at the Daily News and the New York Post back in my previous life.
Right.
So I'm sort of exploring some opportunities now, bringing my journalism background and my executive experience into doing something in media. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Well, keep us posted. I tell you, New York is jumping media-wise. We were just talking about that this morning. So, Laura Kern, you're a great gal. We appreciate it. All the very, very best to you. And hopefully we'll see you on the air one way or the other.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Joe. Really love coming on your show.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Laura. Great. Laura Kern right there. Because we wanted to find out about the new NYPD commissioner, see what's going on. They got to do – that's got to be law and order. You got to take charge. Look what happened in Chicago. That's why I brought my buddy on, Stanley, to tell you it's happening everywhere, everywhere. And if I tell you how high-end it is, they are brazen. They go in because there's no consequences. They, the thugs, these people just feel they could just have a right to go in and cause chaos throughout the cities of America. Hey, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Oh, Kevin's calling in from Moscow. Let's go to Russia. Kevin, I was just talking about you yesterday, man. How you doing? Welcome back to the show, my friend.
I'm doing well, and I'm wishing everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And things are turning around. The document situation will probably be solved very soon.
You're going to be able to be documented. Where do you go? Does it have to be? It starts in Russia out there, and that's got to be difficult.
We'll go.
Yeah, go ahead.
We already got the tickets to go to Florida this year. My dad's in Kissimmee, so it'll probably be easier to do it just there rather than through the embassy. But I have to do my passport and get another Russian visa. So once I get that, I get my daughter's new American visa, and then we put the paperwork in for my wife.
All right. Well, listen, if it doesn't work out, you know, maybe the station could help get you to Mexico and you could walk in to America. Might be easier doing it that way. We keep talking about it. It's
easier
true.
In the summer, right?
Exactly. Oh, God. Listen, hey, so I'm talking to somebody. So there was a great gal, a nurse at the Broadway House in Newark. For continuing care, and she was Russian. She was born in Russia. I was telling her about you listening.
Yeah,
where
I
are you?
Elena.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you? Are you in right in Moscow, or are you in a perimeter outside of Moscow?
I'm about 8 miles due south of Red Square.
Well, it's amazing, man. And you go in. The Russians are nice. And you speak Russian, Kevin. I never asked you yet. You speak Russian.
I speak it very badly. I speak it very badly.
Well, are you
Russki. Plokha. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, let me ask you something. Listen, no one's listening. So is everybody drinking vodka like 8 o'clock in the morning over there? That's the image we have. I'm sorry. Is it vodka all day long, huh?
Old men that are Yeah, the old men that are alcoholics definitely do. They have the little bottles, like a flask.
Yeah, yeah.
But they get it, and it's really rot gut type of stuff.
Oh, my Lord.
But I call them little sippy bottles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you. Kevin, too, before we let you go, man, tell us about how the Russians feel about Vladimir Putin. And I imagine they're probably monitoring this call as well, so I know you got to be a little careful, yeah. But Putin is,
I'm a guest here, and Russians' problems are theirs, but, you know, I'm an observant guy. He shouldn't have came back and extended the time to be there. That's my opinion. You know, like I said, Russia's problems are theirs. I'm a guest here. So
yeah,
said my piece.
Yeah,
get what you want.
Yeah,
but
no, you're smart.
He definitely loves Russia like Trump loves Russia, America.
Yeah, you know? I love
like
you.
Us.
Love that. Yeah, we love that. Hey, Kevin, listen, all the very best for the holidays, and let us know if you come into America. Give us a call. We will follow your travels, my friend, and thanks for always listening to the show Moscow.
I'll be coming in the end of May and early June. I'll go to my dad, take care of him for a couple of weeks.
You're a good man, Kevin. God bless you. All love to you and your family. Godspeed, my friend. Take care, man. Right there calling from outside of Moscow and trying to get into the country. I mean, honestly, I was joking, but really, you just go down to Mexico. You could come across the Rio Grande and you get a free pass, and then you'll get a ticket to go to some city in America.
I enjoyed how you put him on the spot there. What do you think of Putin? You know, they're not listening. What do you think? All right, zero in.
Every single call that goes out of Russia, you know, they're checking it out.
The guy would finish his conversation. Next thing you know.
Piscopo off. Who is this? Who is
this man? Dosvidanya. Open. Open.
What is this man? Vladimir, no, he good. He make no comment. He good. He's okay. He okay.
Man, give us ruble, we leave.
I tell you. Whoa. It's sort of the worst thought in the world.
Oh, boy.
I just No, because, you know, you got to watch it, because if they don't like what you're doing over there, all of a sudden, there's poison in your vodka, you know? It's like, my God. But we're kidding, Vladimir. Just joking. No, don't get excited.
What are we kidding? We're here in America. What do you think? He's going to touch us? Come on.
Come on. Vladimir can take a joke. He talked with Biden the other day.
He's a guy who rides half naked on horseback. He has people taking pics of him. I mean, come on. Picture that. Could you see Joe Biden on horseback, half naked, riding around on a horse? What?
Don't give him any ideas, man.
No, but I'm just saying, here's the guy. He, you know, this is him with taking his presidential pictures. Most presidents, you know, in America, they have a portrait painted of them, you know, to put in a museum or whatever. Going on horseback, I'd ride with no shirt. You take picture. Yeah. Okay, no problem. You know.
Hey, before we break here, Al, what are the donuts typically filled?
Well, now, again, I mean, really? You're asking the fat guy the question? The Gentile, by the way. You're asking the Gentile. Go ahead.
What are donuts typically filled with for Hanukkah?
Jelly. You know, yeah, of course.
Good. Very good. It's a donut.
I'm a fat slob. Like, I wouldn't know that answer. Religion or no religion.
Could have been Boston cream.
Candy canes are curved to resemble what?
A J?
No. I'd say a shepherd's. A shepherd's
not a
crook,
ladle.
I think. I got a shepherd's crook. Look at me. I got one right. Wait. No, believe me, we got news. Gordon Chang's coming up.
Yeah, but
what were cutout cookies first used for in colonial America?
Eating?
Weapons?
Weapons. Ninja throwing stars.
decorating, fishing, storytelling. Storytelling.
Maybe fishing.
Look at me. I'm going 1,000% here.
What do you get? Do you get anything?
No, you do not. You get nothing at all. What medieval drink was the predecessor of eggnog? Poison?
I mean, grog? Really? Poison.
Grog? Perry? Mead? Posset? Mead? What's mead?
Mead is funny.
It is posset. What the heck is that?
I don't know.
The second I get it wrong, like I did in school, I just... I move on.
I'm done.
That's it. What was that? Give me a question.
Is that
like
how you were in school? You got the first answer wrong? That's it. Sorry, teacher, I can't take the rest of the test.
Oh, you have no idea. I mean, actually, you do, Al.
Told the story. You told the story yesterday. You were hiding in the cabinet in the back, and you'd pop out to get the lamp. Yeah, I could see that. My friend knocked a guy out with a marble in class. He had I swear to God.
That's impossible.
It's very possible. Let me tell you something. Economics class, the teacher was a complete disaster. His name was Mr. Shearer. And this kid one day apparently
mentioned his name on the air.
I don't even know if he's alive or not. Anyway, he had this, like, my friend had this little tube, and he put a marble in it, and he shot it at the teacher, and it hit him right in the temple. Boop, and he went right out.
No, he didn't.
Oh, the guy was a sharpshooter. It was like, ding, and he went right down.
Why is that funny to me?
Because it was hysterical. Because he was talking. He was like, I'm going to open up the page. Ding, and he went right down. That was it. Wow. All right, class is over.
It's classic. It's classic. Why didn't me and Vinnie Lapone think of that?
We should have because thought of it. Because, like us, we weren't thinking of the possible arrest warrant or something,
For assault. Yeah, no.
You didn't worry about that back then.
No, if you did that now in school, you'd be, forget it. You'd be arrested.
They have an officer down the hall.
Well, wait a minute. So was the guy okay? I mean,
he was fine.
Yeah.
Mild brain damage.
He didn't shoot from that far. First of all, he didn't shoot from that far away, and it wasn't like this enormous marble that hit him in the head.
Was the class like, oh my gosh? Like
half the class was in horror, and the other half was in hysterics. I was in the hysterics part. Forget the horror. I mean, it was like, he went down. We went.
That's
he missed
terrible.
The cereal, right? Yeah.
That's
okay.
Terrible.
And then he got up. What happened? We had no idea. My goodness.
See, I'd be going to his aid with the smelling salts. I'd be trying to help him.
No,
but really, honestly.
No, I faked.
We're not condoning that, by the way, because that is a weapon, technically.
Joe, ignorance that I said, oh my goodness, are you okay? That looks like quite the shiner there. That's going to be some lump. Get him some ice.
Wow.
This is terrible. And forgive us.
Terrible
if you're a teacher,
being.
Forgive us. And the good news is you don't have Alan Ice.
That's right.
That's a good news.
Goodwill towards men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 821. Gordon Chang's going to join us. We got Carol Markowitz. We do have a show. You know, but it's holiday. Commissioner Ray Kelly's with us. It's holiday season. It's Christmas time. And I'm so tired of the negativity and the how they tell us how bad we are. We're just taking a little bit of a breather for the next week or so as we roll into the holy day, Christmas, and the birth date of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, and Debbie is on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Let's take a spin here to 84 eastbound, slowing down at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge with construction. Traffic moving slowly on 287 westbound, getting out toward the thruway in Tarrytown. It's an accident. 9 southbound, slowing down through Ossining with an accident reported as well. Inbound GWB, about 30 minutes, getting into town. Lincoln 25, Holland still 25. 440 northbound, slowing down by the Garden State Parkway, an accident over in Woodbridge. Watch for delays as well on the Deegan northbound. In the 230s, it's an accident. Northern Boulevard at Woodside still blocked off out by 60th Street. It's an ongoing police investigation. Watch for delays on Sunrise Highway westbound at New Bridge Road getting out toward Belmore with a collision. LIE westbound by Ocean Ave and Ronkonkoma, a collision there as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, telling you about Mike Connors and Beth. We had dinner the other night at the best time. Always a fascinating conversation. Always. I know I want you to go to Connors and Sullivan and get a free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan, okay? 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You can visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. Don't let nursing home bills. Don't let take away your life savings and leave you and your loved ones bankrupt. Don't wait another minute. Mike Connors is standing by. And Beth Connors, who I absolutely adore, she's so funny. She said, Joe, you got to start wearing like I have to wear a white tie with tails. You know, so the tails are dark with a white tie. So I committed to that. I love that look. Isn't that a cool idea? That's from Beth. That was so much fun. But you know what? They're beautiful people, the Connors are. But more importantly for you, if I may, you could have an estate plan, a will, a trust, a health care proxy, a living will, all those things you don't want to talk about. Boom. Mike is on top of that like nobody else. All right, Connors and Sullivan, you can get your free initial consultation and some fashion advice, too, while you're at it. 718-238-6500 or visit them, please, at ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product's super. I've heard about Balance of Nature for some time, and I just thought I'd get involved. And so when I did, I started taking it, and I saw a difference. It kind of balanced out my health, if you will. So my doctor was pleased with that. He said, what are you doing? What's going on? And I just said, I said, well, I'm taking this extra thing called Balance of Nature. And he said, that's good. That's good. So I admonish all people that have some type of health issue, you know, try it. It really helped my health, and I know the product works.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Joe.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Arrabbiata, puttanesca. Repeat after me, children. Marinara. Oh,
say it,
man.
More. Say it more.
You go to Michael's of Brooklyn. You're gonna, I know I make you hungry. And I keep thinking about our FBI buddies who were, they were on stakeout. I mean, for lack of a better term. And they were just listening to me talk about Michael's of Brooklyn. And they said they were there waiting and, you know, on the lookout for like 12 hours. Then they were hungry. So hopefully they got a chance. Our good friends in the FBI got a chance to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, because you will get the greatest meal in the world. You will experience the Italian ambiance like nowhere else at Michael's of Brooklyn, with the Cacace family, with Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself. And then you could experience a great sauce, which you can get around the country, by the way, in your supermarket, local supermarket. Go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Join the Sauce of the Month Club. Kevin, our buddy in Moscow, you can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. DM, our dear, dear friend, what a great gal down in New Zealand listening to the show. You can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. But if you're local, you got to go to Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. It's right there. It's 718-998-7851. There is Michael's of Brooklyn. It's a legendary Italian restaurant, and the cuisine is made from scratch. The sauce is made right there in Avenue R. And you know what I love about it, like I was saying at the beginning of the show today, is they stay in the community. You know, the dad was there. He started it all. And now it's turned into one of the really most glorious Italian-American restaurants that you will go anywhere in America, by the way. And it's right there in Brooklyn, New York, on Avenue R and Nostrand. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
Joe on the radio. Gordon Chang has been a friend of the show from day one. He is just such a brilliant young man, a columnist, author, and we're talking about everything China, the threat to America from China. Gordon, happy holidays and welcome back to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, Joe, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Rumor has it, Mr. Chang, the Changs may be in the New Jersey, Madison area soon. And I'm trying to get over there. I'd love to hang with you one of these days, Gordon, because I know I love that you stay in New Jersey and then you're going to see our buddy Joey Falco over there. So keep us posted if you'd be so kind to do that, Gordon.
I will. Sunday night, we're having dinner with Joe and Cynthia. So we are the luckiest. Lydia and I are the luckiest people on earth.
I love it. Gordon, I don't even know where to begin on the China situation. Now China wants their artists, writers, and musicians to work clean and honest. So they mandate this morality guidelines. I mean, in China, if you don't adhere to the regime, then you're going to have a problem, Gordon Chang, in China. Yes?
Yes, you will be unplugged, or maybe you might even be imprisoned. There's two things here, Joe, that are important. One of them is that China is continuing to close itself off from the world, because once you start imposing these standards, you start shutting off the links that artists have with others outside China. But also, it shows that China is fast returning to totalitarianism. So this is really bad sign about where the country is going. Xi Jinping just absolutely insists that China go back to a Maoist-type society.
Well, so what do they do? How does the Chinese government define clean and honest? Is there a board that they put? Is it come from Xi himself?
Yeah, it does come from Xi Jinping himself.
Wow.
And it's pretty clear what they want. So you're going to have all sorts of magazines, TV shows, whatever, censor themselves because they know that this is coming from the very top of the political system.
That's very interesting, you know. And with the American influence that you see everywhere around the world, Gordon Chang, they just block it. They block it in China. They block internet access. Do they get to listen to Taylor Swift? Do they even know who that is in China?
I think they know who Taylor Swift is in China, but yes, they do block access. They've got what's known as the Great Firewall, which is the world's most sophisticated set of internet controls. They purposefully don't have it as tight as North Korea, but they're moving in that direction. And that's why some people in China, especially netizens, call their country now West Korea, because that's the directions it's moving in.
Wow, this is amazing. Hey, Gordon, too, why, in regards to what we were talking earlier, in regards to our debt with China, and why this president, in the name of goodness gracious, Gordon Chang, it's so frustrating, and I'm a layman. You understand this. You are the expert. But even from afar, I could see that the virus is spewed upon us, and we went through all that from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. You know that. Everybody knows. You were the first one to say it, and Peter Navarro was saying it, and now we know. They let it go. They let it go. And our fear is this, and you and I have talked about this many times, but on the radio, Gordon Chang, I'm learning, you have to say something over and over and over again to get the point across. Why this administration will not call out China on the virus situation, which number one means it could happen again, and number two, it just leads me to believe, like I always talk to you about, Gordon Chang, that the president is compromised in some way.
Yeah, it's hard to know what's in Joe Biden's head, but yesterday when he smirked in response to the question from the New York Post reporter who asked, what are you doing to find out the origins of the coronavirus? Or, you know, what about China? And, you know, Biden has a constitutional responsibility, actually it is his most solemn responsibility, to protect America from attacks. China attacked the U.S. by deliberately spreading the coronavirus beyond its borders. That's 802,000 Americans dead as of this morning, and Biden doesn't care. And I think he now has a constitutional responsibility to resign. He doesn't, you know, if he doesn't want to confront China, that's his business. But he shouldn't be in the Oval Office because that's what he should be doing.
Yeah, well said. Those are powerful words from Gordon Chang. And in that regard, Gordon, we appreciate your time this morning. The South China Seas and how they've developed the islands, and it's now a military stronghold. And we talked to some military folks on the show. They don't think there will be a military confrontation. That I could imagine China not even wanting that. So is that something, though, we should worry about regarding the South China Seas and the American military that is in those waters over there?
Yeah. Well, you know, I can agree that China doesn't want war, but what they want to do is take over everybody's territory without war. And what China is doing with its belligerent and provocative actions, with its dangerous intercepts of the U.S. Navy and the Air Force and the global commons, it means that they can cause an accident that will lead to war. So, yes, we can talk about their intentions, but the point is they're doing things that in the past have led to war, and that's why we've got to be concerned.
Hey, Gordon, again, this is fascinating, and I say to you listening, this is fascinating. The Chinese already they're powerful. Northern Italy, they've moved in there in a very strong way, taking over all the designer factories there. Am I right?
That's right. And by the way, that's the reason why Italy was one of the first countries outside China to be hit with coronavirus, because you had the workers from China going to Italy, returning to Italy, and bringing the disease with them.
And they moved into Africa as well. They lend money, correct me if I'm wrong, to the small nations, and then the nations cannot pay it back, and that's when China makes the move, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, we saw that in Uganda, which is now going to have to deal with their airport, which could fall into China's hands. But we know they did this in Hambantota in Sri Lanka. We know that they got their first and now only official military base in Djibouti, which owes more than 100% of its gross domestic product to China. That's not a coincidence. So, yes, China is using what they call debt trap diplomacy, and they're doing it all throughout Africa.
Well, now, which leads me to the port of Los Angeles. And under the Trump administration, President Trump fought that tooth and nail. I mean, is there a possibility we lose the port of Los Angeles to China? Because I know they tried to move in there. And under this administration, is this something to be concerned about?
Yeah, COSCO, China Ocean Shipping, the Trump administration didn't allow them to lease a port. Yeah. But COSCO apparently has gotten back in through a subcontractor relationship. So they're there, and we should get them out. They shouldn't be in our country, because it is a critical port, and we know that right now. Especially, we have more than 100 ships that are waiting to be unloaded. These extraordinary supply chain disruptions. Who knows what they'll try to smuggle in through the port? We just do not need Chinese regime figures in our ports.
You know, Lou Dobbs said, our friend Lou Dobbs said, that the Chinese are orchestrating that supply chain holdup, that they have the ability to do that. And I'm thinking that's probably not too far from the truth, yes?
Well, Dobbs is right about that. There are a couple things that are going on with China and supply chains. First of all, they've got COVID restrictions, and that is an unintentional way of increasing our supply chain disruptions, but also intentionally the Chinese regime is closing small factories in order to help state enterprises. That is causing supply chain disruptions in the sense that those are the most productive part of the Chinese economy. We're not getting those products. That leads to inflation in the U.S. So this is an intentional as well as unintentional what China's doing. That's why we've got these supply chain disruptions, in part because of Beijing.
Gordon, you're a dear friend and you're a great guy. And to you and Lydia, we wish you all the very best. We'll talk if we don't talk to you before Christmas. Merry Christmas. And I'm going to miss you on the 19th. I was invited, but I got to work that night. Maybe you could at least have me on the radio in the background, Gordon. Is that too much to ask?
We're going to do that when we have dinner in the great town of Madison, New Jersey with Joe and Cynthia. So
there it is.
It's just going to be fantastic, but we will have you on the radio.
Thank you. You're such a good Jersey guy. Gordon Chang, thank you. God bless to you and Lydia, and Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Joe, and to you and your staff.
Thank you, indeed. Gordon Chang right there, a great guy, good guy, incredibly knowledgeable about everything in China, and something that we should adhere to and listen to, and I don't know that Washington is doing that. So that's why we talk about it on the radio. Joe on the radio, 836 right now. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are looking for at least two armed suspects involved in a shootout in Queens that left an off-duty lieutenant seriously injured and a suspect dead. Police say the off-duty officer was leaving a nightclub by 57th Street and Northern Boulevard in Elmhurst, Queens around 3 this morning when several armed men in ski masks attempted to rob him. More than a dozen shots were then fired. The lieutenant rushed to the hospital. He is in critical but stable condition. One of the suspects is dead. The others took off. Police commissioner says there is a citywide pattern of nightclub jewelry robberies. Two NYPD officers are on modified duty as the department investigates if they used fake COVID-19 vaccination cards. The NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau made Lieutenant Joseph Marcella and Captain Desmond Morales hand in their guns and shields pending investigation results. A spokesman with the NYPD says it was clear that the vaccine mandate would be taken seriously, Mayor de Blasio requiring all city employees to get fully vaccinated. In sports, the Rangers, the only local in action last night. They were out in Arizona. The Blue Shirts ended their two-game losing skid with a 3-2 victory over the Coyotes. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. It's busy on 84 eastbound at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge with some ongoing construction. Let's go out to 287. 287 westbound right at the thruway. It's an accident as well. Inbound GWB still 30 minutes into town. Lincoln 25, Holland 25. Traffic is slowing down on the Garden State Parkway north getting up toward 147. 440 northbound in Woodbridge by the Garden State Parkway. An accident as well. Traffic moving slowly on the Cross Bronx eastbound out by Jerome Avenue with an accident. And the Deegan North in the 230s, an accident. FDR Drive southbound moving slowly through the 70s. Traffic is still moving slowly on Northern Boulevard in Woodside, Queens, with an ongoing police investigation heading through that area. Sunrise Highway westbound at Newbridge Road into Belmore. It's an accident still being cleared as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If you're worried about your seasonal hiring needs, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the smart hiring platform that delivers four times more hires than all other sites combined, according to TalentNest. Post a job and hire ASAP. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Joe on the radio, 839-877-970-2999. You want to give us a call? I would like to tell you about Empire State Bank, because I see firsthand what a community-oriented bank really looks like, and that is Empire State Bank. They take your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. You know, I'll tell you about Phil Guarneri, who we're going to hear from in a second. They care about it so much. When I talk to Jeannie, and then I talk to Tom, and then I see Esmeralda over there when you were at the branch opening, you know, in Staten Island. You know, I got to tell you, I've never seen bankers more like really absorbed in helping us as customers. I've never seen that before. At Empire State Bank, they step up, they get into the community. And when I call Phil just to say hi, he's, you know, in getting into the loans, who needs a loan here, what business advice he could give there. I've seen it firsthand. So when I tell you about Empire State Bank, that's where you got to go, to esbna.com. But don't listen to me. Listen to the CEO of Empire State Bank, Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. As we approach the end of this year, I'm very thankful for all our directors, employees, our customers, and the community organizations we're able to serve. From all of us at Empire State Bank, have a wonderful holiday season and healthy new year.
And right back at you, Phil Guarneri, and to Jeannie Sarno, to Tom, to Esmeralda, the great team, to everybody at Empire State Bank. You have more banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you will receive that I experienced firsthand at Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and in Queens. Empire State Bank is at esbna.com, please. esbna.com. This is Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold, stress-free, and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, and you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune in to Louis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, every Saturday morning at 9, or call 718-998-1100 to schedule a private consultation with Louis Calamine. Visit calamine.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, telling you about Relief Factor. It's Joe on the radio. Good morning, 842. And we'll take phone calls, and we got a lot to get into. But I love telling you about Relief Factor. And I get inspired when I go out and about. You know, when I go out and I meet the great Americans of this great country, and people say, like when Dr. Gorka was saying, you know, he calls me the happy warrior, you know, because I try to keep positive, try to take the high road. But again, I get so inspired by people. And when I went out and we were with the good folks from Relief Factor a couple weeks ago in Los Angeles, these are great people who care about getting you out of pain. And we sat around and we talked about how to get the word to get you out of pain. And hundreds of thousands of people have ordered Relief Factor. 70% go on to order more. It's 100% drug-free. And for me and for thousands of others, and I see the numbers, thousands of others. And my buddy Stanley in Chicago, how about that? I didn't ask him to say that. He goes, Joe, you know, I ordered Relief Factor. You know what? I ordered it for you. But you know what? It works. Those were Stan's words. And Joey Sebelia, we got to grab that. We got to grab that audio. I want to send it out to our friends at Relief Factor.
Certainly.
And it's thank you. And it's only $19.95. That's a 3-week quick start. That is the beauty and why I could tell you honestly with all my heart to try Relief Factor. It's less than $20 to see if we can get you out of pain. You go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or you can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start that worked for me in 5 days. ReliefFactor.com.
Larry Elder, coming up tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
You know what?
You know that movie is 21 years old?
Wow.
21 years old.
Wow.
Russell don't look like that anymore, but boy, I'll tell you.
No. But so you think Dr. Gorka should play that role?
100%.
And we should be in the Coliseum.
And you should be Joaquin Phoenix. You should be the emperor.
Oh, all right.
Because he got robbed. Joaquin Phoenix got robbed of the Academy Award that year.
Who won that year? Do you remember who won?
I should know this. It was not him. It was somebody else. And because you know what happened? Gladiator won Best Picture, Best Director. Russell Crowe won Best Actor.
Wow.
But Joaquin Phoenix got robbed twice. He got robbed during Gladiator. He should have been Best Supporting Actor. And he got robbed in Walk the Line. For best actor,
right? You know what? You're right.
Reese Witherspoon won for best supporting actress, and he lost for best actor. And then they basically gave him the Joker as almost like a token. And the Joker is not his best role.
Yeah, so, interesting.
Amazing actor, a little weird, but amazing actor.
You know, we'll talk to Dr. Gorka about if we go to Italy, we'll reenact. Come on, Gladiator.
Come on, that would be great.
It'll be like dinner theater.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Dinner theater.
A little snack.
Do you know when I got out of college and I said, well, let me try this acting thing. So you know where I went?
Where?
I went to the Downingtown Inn Dinner Theater.
Wow.
Joe, you know? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who owned
I had
by
my
who?
Eighth
owned
grade
by
dance.
Who? Joey, who owned that early on? You know who that was? Mickey Rooney owned that.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So I said, well, let me go out. And I swear to goodness gracious, it was weekends. And I got like $15 a show. Or something like that,
right?
And I was in like
chorus. Which was a lot of money.
I did South Pacific, and I did other, and just you know, and I was up. It was beautiful, but then I said, "Well, then let me get back into the city of New York and give it a shot there." So I did a little radio. But after college, you know, when you flounder around a little bit, I ended up at dinner theater, and it was dinner theater. You know,
it's kind of a lost art. You don't see a lot of dinner theaters anymore.
I had my eighth grade dance at the Downingtown Inn.
No, you did not.
I have no idea. They took us to the middle of nowhere, and we spent the entire day at this resort. It was like a resort kind of thing, right? And they had like this dinner, you know, theater, whatever. They had a bowling alley, all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah, and we were out in the middle of nowhere. So, yeah, go figure.
And then Mickey Rooney would come in. I was not witness to this, but I would hear the legend. Mickey Rooney would come in. He'd sit down. You know, after the show, they'd all sit around. And he would tell Elizabeth Taylor stories, man.
Yeah. Really?
yeah. So
that's
it's
cool.
Funny. But dinner theater, you're right. Is there a dinner theater out there anymore?
There are dinner theaters, and there are dinner theater companies, but not to the extent that it used to be. And
remember?
I think the same.
Remember?
Same, I think, with summer stock. I don't know that that's really a thing anymore.
Good. Remember that? Yeah.
Isn't that always one of the jokes in the movie? I did summer stock.
Yeah.
You know, like the guy who was an actor, summer stock. I did that up in Woodstock.
I did Shakespeare
and summer stock.
Yes. Bob Crane did summer stock. A lot of those people.
Almost, I'm waiting for Sean Connery to come. I know this book. I did summer stock.
Oh, boy. I don't think Sean Connery ever had to do that.
No.
James Bond. Hey, so we did the Surf Light Theater down the shore down in Long Beach. Does great. They did. That's kind of summer stock. Still doing great, and still and they're open and they're doing plays. And
have they asked you to do a play down there?
No, I did the. I played the theater, but so have, you know, they did like a comedy kind of series, and right. I went down and we had the show down there with Joe Muccioli. Had a great time.
Get Mikey but, down there to do a little guitar.
Yeah. Well, you know. I think Mikey's got to go. Mikey's Joe more Pops. Stone Pony. Joe Pops. What you're talking.
A legend.
That's what you're talking.
Nardies.
So,
you know.
So funny. That tomorrow night now, I'm gonna. I take the morning to. I prepare the show for right. tomorrow night, which will be for the Liberty National Glory. It's a great group of folks, and it's their corporate Christmas party, and I'm going to be performing. So
awesome.
We're going to be
very
excited. So this is I've been doing it for years. We didn't do it last year. Now we're doing it now, and this year I went because I've been working so hard. No. I listened to me. Wow. I went, hey, Mikey, what are you doing on Friday night? Are you doing anything? You know, you want to do? Want to jump on stage with Dad a little bit?
Pop will do a song too. You rip it up, right? Is that how it went? Come in. Hi, everybody. I'll do a song that my son's going to.
My son, by the grace of God.
Your son's got talent. Got a lot of talent.
By the grace of God, I'm telling you, because he plays the music that boomers dig because it's blues-based, and then the young kids are like in awe of his prowess on guitar. So I said, Mike, but there's going to be a time. There's going to be a time where you go to your kids and you go, hey, you want to go with Dad? Come on. I'm going to play down there. I'll play in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Dad, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I'm all right. I'm good. Yeah. No, and listen, your son is incredibly talented. It's not like you're having him come up stage to play the kazoo. He's playing the guitar and he's killing it. It's not.
I'm telling you.
Do Camp Town Races, son. Go ahead. Do another one.
I know we got a break, but Joey, you'll appreciate this. You can bring Debbie in because Joey, my big boy, was great on stage. He was great on stage. So we would do Me and My Shadow as father and son.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so cute. Oh, yeah. We did that. We did You've Either Got or You Haven't Got Style.
Oh, that's
and I
great.
Would do the top hat and everything. And I was in my glory. But there was a point where your kid kind of goes, Dad, do I have to do that again? Joey, we have a running joke. Come on, let's do Me and My Shadow. Don't, please, Dad. Please don't ask me to do that again. But, as a dad, I got to just keep having children. Okay, let's move on. Oh, hey, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the time. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now. I love my kids.
Whole family up there, right?
I know, it is. And he and the 7 boys, Joe, right? Isn't that what that was?
It was like, 7 boys.
Debbie's got traffic for you at 9 o'clock. Carol Markowitz is coming up, and you don't want to miss Commissioner Ray Kelly, longest serving commissioner of the NYPD in the history, a former commissioner of the U.S. Customs Service, and a legend in law enforcement. Ray Kelly will join us as well next hour. Right now, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to Sunrise Highway westbound at New Bridge Road into Belmore. It's an accident there. Traffic slowing down on the Cross Bronx eastbound at Jerome Avenue with an accident westbound Cross Bronx. Heavy Bruckner out toward 3rd. We're still seeing delays this morning over on the FDR Drive south right through the 70s. Avenue D getting out toward the area of 6th Street. It's some ongoing fire department activity over there to watch for. Northern Boulevard and Woodside, Queens, ongoing police investigation. And if you're heading to the inbound GWB, still 30 to the upper, but a lot better to the lower level into town. Inbound Lincoln, that's 30. Holland, about 35. Watch for some pockets of volume. Garden State Parkway south through 148. And still seeing delays over on 287 southbound, getting down toward exit 1 in Edison, 440, right by the Garden State Parkway. An accident in Woodbridge still being cleared. And watch for delays on 9 southbound in Ossining with a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. Check out our show One-on-One every night for my conversations with leaders and experts from business, sports, politics, and the arts.
Retire and do what? It's great. I don't want to stop.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
And guess where my trailer was? A block away from my apartment. It couldn't have been better.
So catch One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights on 13WNET and NJPBS, and online at steveadubato.org.
You have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to our listeners. That's you. You know that MyPillow doesn't have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. You can now get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code, Joe P. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98. $39.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. Or king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code Joe P. Mike has also lowered the price on his 3-inch mattress topper to 50% off with the promo code 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Promo code Joe P. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code Joe P.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Hey, Joe, tell you about Invite Health. Invite Health, you know what? If you call 800-694-2345, you will learn about herbal tinctures. I didn't even know what that was, right? But then, and I talked to Steve and our buddies at Invite Health. This is cutting edge. And I know Invite Health. And if you look, everybody knows the Invite Health store is in Manhattan. And they always carry top of the line everything, you know, when it comes to health. Now, I'm telling you about green TTX and white TTX. I had my green TTX this morning. And if you buy one bottle of the green TTX, yeah, at suggested retail, you get the second bottle for free. Now you double up, get four bottles, you get free shipping as well. So green TTX and white TTX are those liquid beverage enhancers loaded with antioxidants. And my brother Richie was telling me on the tea leaves that they're really high antioxidants and polyphenols from tea that support your immune system. So you will love, I think, Invite Health. You will find out about the other herbal tinctures like Tranquil TX, like Blue Granite TX that I always tell you about. Find out all about the great products from Invite Health. 800-694-2345. 800-694-2345. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970. TheAnswer.com.
Joey Lumbag. He's the weatherman. Good morning, Joe. How you doing, my friend? Everything all right?
Doing great today. I mean, it's going to be a nice warm day today. Woo! Up in the low 60s. Oh, I love this kind of stuff. Bring more of this on, please. Thank you.
I know. It's so true. You get to put the light. It was last week it was warm. I put the lights out when it was warm. I said, wait a minute. I know so much to do. I went, wait a minute. It was like 50 degrees. I said, I'm doing the lights, man. Nothing worse than freezing. You're trying to untangle the lights out there. Do you do the lights yourself, Joey? Do you do the lights?
Absolutely.
The whole thing?
I've done that all the time. So, but yeah. I do it inside. I don't do the outside lights.
Yeah, inside, just around the house and everything, looking festive. As
yeah,
it were.
all around the windows. Yep.
Do you wear Christmas lights as you ride your bike 80 miles? Do you wear Christmas lights
I
on?
I do not. No, I do not. Not even when I run. I've done it once or twice when I've run with some other people.
Do you wear the reindeer? The reindeer heads? The reindeer little things that you put on your... Who's that guy running through?
I'll wear the Santa hat. How about that?
Santa hat. That's a great idea, you know. Joe, with the Speedo.
Yeah, well, those cold days, you go for one of those runs, those things are pretty nice.
The Speedo and the Santa hat. Ah, you're talking. There's an outfit. All right. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day.
I'll go run that this afternoon. Come on. Get a picture and send it to Al.
For Al. That's it. Al's Christmas gift.
Thank you.
Anyway, how we doing? It's going to be warm, though. 60s, you're telling me, huh?
63 is the record for the day, and I think we're going to get there with some sunshine this afternoon. Tomorrow's high, upper 50s, and then we get to Saturday, it's cloudy, colder with rain, 46, and then cold on Sunday with clouds breaking for some sun, lower 40.
Well done, Joe. Always appreciate it. And then Merry Christmas, Joe Lumberg. There's the man right there. Santa hat and Speedo.
Thanks for that visual. Great. You go have another jelly donut.
Hanukkah? Is that the answer? Wait, yeah. Let me play. Carol Markowitz will join us. columnist for the New York Post, and Commissioner Ray Kelly, law enforcement legend, all around great, great guy. Joe on the radio, we got this, and we're coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.